The following program is paid for by Rick Hughes Evangelistic Ministries.
Welcome to The Flatline with your host, Rick Hughes. For the next 30 minutes, you'll be inspired, motivated, educated, but never manipulated. Now, your host, Rick Hughes.
Good morning and welcome to The Flatline. I'm your host, Rick Hughes, and for the next few minutes, stay with me. Only about 30 minutes of motivation, some inspiration, some education, and all of it's done without any manipulation because we don't con people. We're certainly not trying to sell you anything nor ask you for anything. We would only ask that you listen. Listen, pay attention as I try to verify and identify God's plan for your life. If I can do that, you can orient and you can adjust to the plan. The Flot Line, F-L-O-T, forward line of troops, is all about learning God's tremendous problem-solving devices and using them as a resource in your life so that you can stop the outside sources of adversity before they ever become the inside source of stress. Let me remind you before we get started this morning that we're going to make some changes after the first of the year, trying to be careful with the Lord's resources, so we're going to eliminate some shows, some cities where we're not hearing from people. So if you want us to stay in your city, be sure to let us know, send us a letter, send us a note, contact us through the website, rickhughesministries.org. But we'll still be in all 50 states, still be broadcasting all the way across America, just trying to be conservative and not waste money where we're not having any results. Again, I'm like a fisherman. I'm looking for people that are hungry. I'm looking for people that want to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And I'm looking for Christians that want to learn and grow and apply God's Word to their life. If that's you, you're listening to the right show. I want to remind you this morning about our current topic that we're talking about. Several weeks ago, I started a series called The Family. I personally believe the breakdown of the family is one of the main culprits in the destruction of any client nation such as the United States of America. Don't forget that God has ordained four divine institutions by which that client nation operates. Those four divine institutions allow the human race to be preserved and perpetuated, and they apply to believers and unbelievers, regardless of race, gender, or any other factor. Those four divine institutions include volition. That means the freedom to choose. God did not make you into a robot. He gave you freedom to choose. The greatest decision you could ever make is to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Marriage is a divine institution. Family is a divine institution, and that's the framework for perpetuating and safeguarding future generations within this client nation. And then, of course, nationalism. God has ordained nationalism in the human race. Why? To protect it from self-destruction. The attack on nationalism saw its origin in Genesis chapter 11 with the Tower of Babel. Because if the entire human race were under one rule prior to the millennial reign of Christ, then it would self-destruct. So internationalism is outlawed by being evil in the Word of God, as per Genesis chapter 11. If you remember, I started this series using the noun family as an acrostic to focus on each letter. We focused on F for the Father. We focused on A for authority. And today we're going to focus on M for the mother. Today we're going to look at the letter M for mothers and their ministry to the family. Let's start off by reading Deuteronomy 5:16. If you're a mother, pay special attention to this. Honor your father and your mother as the Lord your God has commanded you, so that your days may be long, that it may be well with you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. According to a passage such as this, this is one of the secrets to having a long life. The Bible promises you 70 years, but 70 plus years is available to you if you honor your parents. The verb honor is to give them respect or to give them great esteem. This is one of the ways that this is being done. And one of the ways you do this is by being obedient to their demands within reason in the Greek New Testament. You know, your parents can't tell you to go rob the liquor store and bring them money. That's not right. But if your parents give you an order, give you a command, clean your room up, brush your teeth, comb your hair, you have to obey. That's how you learn to submit to authority. So this passage says that we are to be obedient to their demands within reason. In the Greek New Testament, this passage is quoted in Ephesians 6, 1 and 2, and is repeated when using the verb tamao, T-I-M-A-O, tamao, which is the word honor. And it's used in the imperative mood, which is the mood of command. So if you don't honor, if you don't respect, if you don't obey your parents, you are committing a sin. Mothers carry the same authority as fathers when it comes to the authority over the children. Listen to Proverbs 1:8. My son, hear the instruction of your father, and do not forsake the law of your mother. In this passage, we have Solomon comparing a fool to one who disobeys his mother and his father. In Proverbs 1:7, the verse that immediately is before Proverbs 1:8, that verse says, fools despise wisdom and instruction. So my son, next verse, hear the instructions of your father and don't forsake the law of your mother. Don't be a fool and disobey your parents and fail to honor your parents. One of the quickest ways to shorten your life as a young person is to forsake the law of your mother. I'll read that verse again. Do not forsake the law of your mother. Proverbs 1:8. One of the lies of Satan that is perpetuated in the cosmic system is that in your formative years, you are smarter than your parents. That's a lie. I believe mothers are the glue that hold the family together. And that glue is the unconditional love that that mother showers upon her family. A spiritually mature mother has advantages as well as responsibilities to both her children and her husband. The advantages are the Bible doctrine that's resident in her soul's mentality that keeps her from worrying about her children or even interfering in their lives. She must have a faith, rest, drill attitude, problem-solving device, number 3, and she must have a relaxed mental attitude, which is a result of using the flight line in your soul. If she has faith, rest, drill and an RMA, she will have mental stability and not worry about her children. Because why? Well, it's a reason. Well, she knows motherhood is not the key to happiness. Did you know that? Being a mother is not the key to happiness. Notice in the passage that I'm about to read to you, where a mother, I assume a mother, makes an issue out of the Lord's mother. I'm assuming this is a mother saying this. She interrupted our Lord as he was teaching to the disciples, and she blurted out these words out loud over everyone else. I guess she stood up in the crowd and said, Jesus, listen to me. And here's the verse, Luke 11, 27, 28. And it happened as he spoke these things that a certain woman, that's the mother, from the crowd, raised her voice and said to him, now how do we know it's a mother? Well, listen to what she says. Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breast which nursed you. Well, quite an insult there. Blessed, that's the word makarios, which is happiness. And she's saying, I bet your mother is really happy. And Jesus said in verse 28, Luke 11, 28, more than that, happiness belongs to those who hear the word of God and keep it. Again, that word blessed is the Greek word for happiness. So the mother who hears the word of God, and I would hope in a local church under a well-qualified pastor, and keeps what she hears, she's guaranteed to have happiness in her life. Here's a word of warning for any female who thinks being a mother equals happiness. You ready? Here's a word of warning for any female who thinks being a mother equals happiness. Proverbs 17, 25. A foolish son is a grief to his father and bitterness to the mother that bore him. Proverbs 17, 25. Nothing is more heartbreaking to a mother than a child who's a fool and on his or her way to an early grave. Who's the child that's a fool? Proverbs 1:7, fools despise the wisdom and instruction of their father and forsake the laws of their mother. Proverbs 1:7 and 1:8. So there's nothing more heartbreaking to a mother than to have a fool for a daughter or a son. That means they reject the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. They reject the Word of God and the principles taught there and their only way to an early grave. In Proverbs 31, you can read the words of King Lemuel. Lemuel says that these things were taught to him by his mother, Turn to Proverbs 31 sometime and read it. You'll see what he says. Proverbs 31:2, what, my son, and what the son of my womb, and what the son of my vows. So she's teaching her son, King Lemuel. In these verses, she told her son, the king, about the dangers of sexual immorality in verse 3 of Proverbs 31, and the dangers of too much alcohol in verse 4 in Proverbs 31, and that as king he was to judge just and fair regardless of social standings, verse 9, and he was to deal with a wife with integrity and honor, and a mother is to be admired more valuable than rubies due to the wisdom she imparts. Listen to Proverbs 31:26. The mother opens her mouth with wisdom, and in her speech is the law of kindness. In verse 28 of Proverbs 31, and her children rise up and call her blessed, and her husband also praises her. In verse 30, we find her true motivation and the true character of that mother. And here it is, favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who respects the Lord shall be praised. Her secret is her virtuous character that's motivated by her personal love for the Lord Jesus Christ. Can I give you some characteristics of a virtuous mother? Here's one, unconditional love for her children, in spite of their ill-advised decisions they might make. This is the only possible by using problem-solving device number 8, which is impersonal love. Without using impersonal love, you can really get out of shape with your children. Without this divine asset, a mother will wind up being frustrated, and she'll be bitter towards her wayward children. Because disappointment in a child's decision can lead to guilt from the mother and discouragement. Mothers will think, I didn't do a very good job. Look what my son or look what my daughter's doing. And they get discouraged, and that's not true. Mothers can give them the Word of God. They have volition. They have to decide. They have to choose for themselves. So remember, each child has their own volition, and in spite of what we teach them, in spite of what mother teaches them, they can still be captured by the cosmic system and lured into a life of immorality or even into criminality. I often hear from mothers whose children are incarcerated and their dear hearts are broken. Let me say, if you have a child incarcerated, we can help by directing them to Philippi Freedom Ministries, where they can get into a consistent study of God's Word using resources provided by myself and other well-qualified pastors. So to look it up on the internet, Philippi Freedom Ministries, or contact me if you have a child that's incarcerated and you want to get them some material. So number one, the characteristics of a virtuous mother was unconditional love. And number two, a virtuous mother has a soul full of wisdom, insight, discernment, understanding. These divine advantages give her the spiritual perspective to guide her children through the maze of satanic deception, as well as avoiding the lure of the world, which promises happiness but only delivers frustration. Parents have to guide their children through the maze of satanic deception. Today, the cosmic system is always spinning around. The zeitgeist, the lure of the world is out there, especially with social media. And if parents don't put some fundamental truth in the life of their children, they don't stand a chance. So a mother that has unconditional love, a mother that's virtuous with a soul full of wisdom, insight, discernment, and understanding. And number three, characteristic of a virtuous mother is self-sacrifice and self-denial. These are personality traits of the mature spiritual mother. And then finally, humility and gentleness, traits of a spiritually mature mother. She doesn't get mad. She doesn't get angry. She doesn't lose her temper. She doesn't yell. She doesn't shout. She loves. She forgives. She uses impersonal love. She has a faith rest drill, standing on the promises of God, and she has a relaxed mental attitude. I believe that unless the ladies of America and the mothers and the daughters and the wives pay attention to the Word of God, that we will not have a country much longer. You hear me? Unless the mothers and the daughters and the wives pay attention to the Word of God, we will not have a country much longer. I believe mothers and daughters are the backbone to this country. And I believe it's your faith and your encouragement and your stability It stabilizes your husband, the man, and keeps the marriage stable and the home right. The greatest asset any woman can have comes from the Word of God. No matter what a woman possesses, be it exterior beauty, materialistic things, even status in society, all these things are utterly and totally meaningless unless that woman has inner beauty. Where would I get that from? Where did I get what from? The greatest asset, the greatest assistance to any woman comes from the Word of God. No matter what she possesses, here it is again, listen, be it exterior beauty, materialistic things, even status in society, all of these are utterly and totally meaningless unless she has inner beauty. So listen to Proverbs 31:30. Charm is deceitful. Beauty is vain. But a woman who respects the Lord shall be praised. That's the inner beauty. You don't have to be a beautiful person on the outside to be a beautiful person on the inside. You hear that? You don't have to be Miss America to be beautiful on the inside. Someone once said God's beauty is beyond looks. Your image and your style may be appealing to the opposite sex, but God looks on your heart, not on your outward appearance. You can spend all the money you want on makeup. You can spend all the money you want going to physical exercise and yoga and doing whatever you want to do, but it's not going to make you beautiful on the inside. It may keep you in shape physically, but listen to 1 Samuel 16:7. For the Lord does not see as a man sees, for man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. So when God looks at you, he's not impressed with your image and your style. He's not impressed with how young you look at the age of 50. He's not impressed with the makeup you're wearing. He's not impressed with the latest clothes you're wearing. He's impressed with what you're thinking. I have two daughters in the fashion world. One is a fashion stylist. The other is a costumer in California. They deal with women all the time that want to have the latest fashion and are willing to pay whatever it costs to get it. But the real truth is the beauty of a woman is what's on the inside, not what's on the outside. The prophet Isaiah warned the women of Judah about this. He warned them what would happen to them because of the national disintegration of Jerusalem and Judah because of their sin. Listen to the words of Isaiah as he warns the women of Judah what's going to happen if they continue the path that they're going down. Isaiah 3:8. For Jerusalem stumbled, and Judah is fallen, because their tongue and their doings are against the Lord to provoke the eyes of his glory. So here's a solemn warning. Jerusalem is done for. What if I put America here? For America stumbled. For America has fallen, because their tongue and their doings are against the Lord to provoke the eyes of his glory. Could rightly say that, couldn't I? He also had a word for the arrogant mothers and the arrogant females that forgot his laws. Listen to Isaiah 3:16. Because the daughters of Zion are haughty, and they walk with outstretched necks and wanton eyes, walking and mincing as they go, making a jingling with their feet. That's all kind of makeup, all kind of trinkets, all kind of jewelry, thinking that that's what makes them beautiful. Listen to the results of national discipline if it comes. And when it comes, listen to what it does to the females of Judah. And think about this. If America goes down, if we lose our client station status, if we go to war with China, Russia, North Korea, Iran, whoever we may face, if we lose that war, if we get into some sort of national conflict, what will happen to the mothers? What will happen to the females in this nation? Isaiah 3:17 through 24. Listen very carefully. Understand there's only one way out of this, and that's for you as a mother or a daughter to get with it spiritually and fulfill the plan of God for your life. Isaiah 3:17, beginning there and reading on down through verse 24. Here is national discipline on a nation. Therefore, the Lord will strike with a scab the crown of the head of the daughters of Zion, and the Lord will uncover their secret parts. In that day, that's the day of national discipline when it comes, the Lord will take away the finery, the jingling anklets, the scarves and the crescents, the pendants and the bracelets and the veils, the headdresses, the leg ornaments, the headbands, the perfume boxes, the charms, and the rings and the nose jewels, the festive apparel and the mantles, the outer garments, the purses, and the mirrors, the fine linens, the turbans, and the robes. Are you listening? This is what you're going to lose if we go under national discipline. This is what's going to happen to every female in this nation if we go under national discipline. There's only one way out of this. If you're a mature believer, God will deliver you and take you to the other side, I promise you. He will make sure you survive it. But when national discipline comes upon the female, as it could in this country in the future if we continue down the path we're going, the jingling anklets, the scars, the crescents, the pendants, the bracelets, the veils, that sounds like ladies of America, the headdresses, the leg ornaments, the headbands, the perfume boxes, the charms, the rings, the nose jewels, the festive apparel, the mantles, the outer garments, the purses, and the mirrors, and the fine linens, and the turbans, and the robes, all gone. And so shall it be, warned Isaiah. And so shall it be. Instead of a sweet smell, there will be stench. Instead of a sash, there will be a rope. Instead of well-set hair, there will be bald people. Instead of a rich robe, there will be a grinding of sackcloth and a branding instead of beauty. What a horrible way to die. What a horrible thing to think about. Well, why would I even bring that up? Because we are on the verge of losing this country. We're on the verge of going backwards. We're not already going backwards. We sanction and we agree with certain things that are horrible sins in God's eyes. Could these sort of things happen to us? Absolutely. America could face these same things. The next generation will determine the future of this client nation. As a godly mother, if indeed you are, you can prepare your children and your grandchildren by evangelizing them and teaching them God's word so they'll be able to recognize the lies of the cosmic system. Here's a question for you. Do you pray with your children? At night, do you teach your children how to pray before they go to sleep? I know some people remember the prayer their mothers taught them, "Now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep." You remember that? Do you pray with your children? Do you teach your children the scriptures? Do you have one verse a week you try to remind them of? One simple verse. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. That's the greatest verse you could give your children. Do you teach them that verse? If not, if you ignore God's word, if you ignore any opportunity to deal with them spiritually, don't cry when you lose them to the lure of satanic influences and lies, because you will lose them. You are losing them. Right now, we are in terrible trouble. We're in a terrible situation. This nation is going down if we continue on this path. We ordain and allow certain sins that are horrible, deceitful, nasty, vile sins, and we say it's okay. We put people in political power that are full of this sort of stuff. We are in serious trouble, and you know it. Without me getting into fine details of what it is, without me pointing out the people that are allowing this, you can see it for yourself. You read the news. You read the paper. You watch TV. You know what's going on. We're in trouble. And if we continue down the road we're on, we will not be here 10 years from now. I told you a long time ago there's a train wreck coming and you can hear the whistle blowing. I hear the whistle blowing and I see the light far down the railroad track. There's only one thing that can save us, only one thing that can turn us around, and that's the grace of our Lord God Jesus Christ. As a mother, will you contribute your part? As a mother, will you be that virtuous mother that God's looking for? If you have young children, will you begin to evangelize your children? Will you tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ? Will you teach them the principles of God's word so they won't be captured by the satanic lure of the world? Will you do that? Will you pray with your children? Will you take them to church? Will you see to it that they get divine spiritual norms and standards in their life? Because that's what it's about. Without the right norms and standards, they're going to make consistently bad decisions. if they're lured into believing that certain sins are okay and these sins are not even in the Bible and you can do whatever you want to do and God's not paying any attention, if they're lured into believing that junk, then they will be lured into losing this nation. Mothers, I call upon you. You are the backbone to the family. You are the glue that holds the family together. You must be a spiritually mature mother, and you must have the life of your children in your mind, spiritually speaking, not just physically speaking. If that's all you want, if you just want your children to grow up, marry a rich person, have a fine home, and give you grandchildren, if you think that's the key to happiness, you are sadly mistaken. You must impart to your children spiritual wisdom. You must make sure your children understand the gospel and they understand God's divine viewpoint. I would suggest to you that you get with it soon, sooner than later, or you're going to lose them. I have children and I have grandchildren, and that's my prayer. My wife and I pray about this all the time, that they don't grow up as a heathen nation under domination and control of a foreign enemy, because that's coming if we don't change our ways. I promise you, God's not going to tolerate our disrespect much longer. Unto whom much is given, much is expected, God says. And he has blessed us with so many things. So that's a challenge I give you today. That's a warning I give you today. Mothers, wake up. Take a look around at your children. Realize what's going on, and they're being recruited every day into the cosmic system. I hope you're listening. I hope you're paying attention. And I hope you'll pray for your children, pray for your nation, and please pray for me as I press on with the Flatline Ministry, bringing to you every Sunday morning, same time, same place. So until next week, this is your host, Rick Hughes, saying thank you for listening to The Flatline.
Thank you for listening to The Flatline with your host, Rick Hughes. If you'd like to contact Rick, please write to him at P.O. Box 100, Cropwell, Alabama, 35054, or online at www.rickhughesministries.org. The preceding program was paid for by Rick Hughes Evangelistic Ministries.